Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Miriam, his espoused wife, being great with child at that time. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the messenger of Yahweh came upon them, and the splendor of Yahweh shone round about them, and they were very afraid. And the messenger said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Yahweh's Messiah, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the messenger a multitude of the heavenly host, praising Yahweh and saying, "Honor to Yahweh in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the messengers were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the sovereign has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Miriam and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Miriam kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, extolling and praising Yahweh for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yahashua, which was so named of the messenger before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Yahweh. As it is written in the law of Yahweh, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to Yahweh, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Yahweh's Messiah. And he came by the leading of the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Yahashua to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed Yahweh and said, "My sovereign, now let thy servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the majesty of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Miriam his mother, "This child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served Yahweh with fastings and prayer, night and day. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise to Yahweh and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel. And when they had performed all things according to the law of Yahweh, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of Yahweh was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Yahashua tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know of this. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him amongst their kinsfolk and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking after him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you dealt with us in such a manner? Your father and I have sought you sorrowing." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yahashua increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with Yahweh and man. End of chapter.